Three in a row for the Fed. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The central bank sticking with a more aggressive pace of interest rate hikes.
The FOMC raised its policy interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. And we anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate.
Fed Chair Jay Powell says they'll want to be very confident inflation is moving back down before considering a halt to the hikes, also noting that the job market remains tight and that it's fueling pay increases, which are helping to drive up inflation. Wall Street taking a wild ride after today's announcement. The Dow down 492 points at the closing bell after resuming a morning rally for a while. Former President Trump accuses New York Attorney General Letitia James of fraud, which is what Trump is accused of in her new lawsuit.
The action filed in state court alleges the former president overvalued assets.
To induce banks to lend money to the Trump Organization on more favorable terms than would otherwise have been available to the company.
James says paying lower taxes was a byproduct of that.
Fox's Grinnell Scott. Trump calls the James probe a witch hunt. One of his lawyers denies any wrongdoing and says they look forward to the defense. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones admits saying things that weren't true about a Connecticut school massacre, but insists he didn't do it on purpose.
I have apologized for 6 years for anything that I did wrong questioning Sandy Hook. I didn't question Sandy Hook to be mean. I wasn't the leader of questioning Sandy Hook.
Jones speaking to reporters outside a Connecticut courthouse where he is expecting to testify as a jury decides how much he owes victims' families and damages, having already been found liable by the judge at this defamation trial. Jones was previously ordered to pay millions to some Sandy Hook parents in a Texas case. Recapping stocks, the Dow down 522 after the close. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Condemning Russia, a common theme at the first UN General Assembly meeting since the invasion of Ukraine in February.
President Biden spoke to dozens of world leaders at the UN, saying Russia's invasion of Ukraine should make the world's blood run cold.
We will stand in solidarity with Ukraine. We will stand in solidarity against Russia's aggression. Period.
His remarks come just hours after Russian President Vladimir Putin announced plans to mobilize more troops in its conflict with Ukraine.
Because if nations can pursue their imperial ambitions without consequences, then we put at risk everything this very institution stands for. Everything.
Ukraine's president will also address the General Assembly today in a recorded speech. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Putin's military draft prompting mass protests in Russia with hundreds of arrests reported. Home Depot workers might start unionizing.
Workers at the world's largest home improvement retailer in Philadelphia have filed a petition with the Federal Labor Board to form what could be the first store-wide union. The petition seeks to form a collective bargaining unit for 274 employees who work in merchandising, specialty, and operations. In 2019, a group of Home Depot drivers in San Diego successfully unionized with the International Brotherhood of Teamsters. Worker discontent has fueled labor movements at several major companies in the U.S. Amazon workers at a Staten Island, New York warehouse voted in favor of unionizing back in April, while at least 238 U.S. Starbucks stores have voted to unionize over the past year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The longtime general manager of the Kansas City Royals is fired after leading the club to two World Series and the 2015 championship, success that did not last. Still, Dayton Moore had been elevated from GM to president of baseball operations earlier this year. Now, longtime understudy J.J. Piccolo, who had replaced him as GM, steps in as head of operations. Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.